If you walked into an arcade in the early 80s, you'd likely hear Millipede, Q-Bert, and Stargate. Ben Gold once held the world record for points in each of those games. But he's not one to brag.
I'm always hesitant to say the best, because I was amongst some very good players. I never consider myself, and to this day would never consider myself the best. There were moments where I was, let's say, playing really, really among the best on certain games.
Today, the 43-year-old lives with his wife and two young sons in Farmers Branch. He works for a company that does HR and payroll outsourcing. And the only game he plays is that reliable time killer, Solitaire, on his iPhone. Still, his place in video game history is secure. This weekend, he will be inducted into the International Video Game Hall of Fame. He'll join that yellow dot with an insatiable appetite, Pac-Man, and Ralph Baer, who invented the first video game console. Gold got his start in the early 80s setting high scores at Dallas arcades. He played at Pro Video and Tilt, where the siren song of the latest video games beckoned kids to part with their allowances. Gold was a brash teenager. For fun, he'd find machines around town with modest high scores. And with a single quarter, he'd annihilate them, putting the point total way out of reach. Then he made every high score his final move, entering his three-letter trademark to the top of the leaderboard, B-E-N.
And I had people that, when they would come back to my arcade, and they said, oh, so you're that guy. So I got a lot of that, and that was kind of mean. Okay, I admit that probably shouldn't have done that. So I asked for forgiveness if I did that to anyone around here.
Soon, Ben gained national recognition. He landed on the cover of Life magazine in 1982. But the highlight of his playing career came in 1983.
The most important thing was being on That's Incredible and feeling what it's like to be famous for a very short period of time.
Ben competed on the television talent show with three other players in a five-game tournament of Cosmos, Millipede, Donkey Kong Jr., Burger Time, and Buck Rogers. Host John Davidson called the action on Burger Time.
The goal is only 8,000 points, so Ben employs a clever fast score strategy. He lures three enemy hot dogs and an egg toward the chef called Peter Pepper. Just before the pursuers pounce on Peter, he pushes the pepper button. That traps them on a burger bun and brings them to the bottom for a fast 4,000 points.
Gold, the youngest of the competitors, won the contest. His prize was a gold medal and a kiss on the cheek from show host Kathy Lee Crosby. But within a few years, he was done with video games completely. He wanted to become a professional gamer, but getting paid to play wasn't yet a reality. Plus, Gold says he found something far more interesting to look at than a video screen. Girls. Still, the gaming gene has remained in his family with Gold's 8-year-old son.
David here likes to play a lot more video games than he should.
That's why I keep the Wii's at Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
Gold says his best game was Millipede, but good luck finding the arcade version. These days, YouTube is the best place to turn to for footage of classic games.
Well, judging by the length of the film, he's going to get about 130,000 points, which is okay.
Well, your top score was how much?
4.2 million.
So?
That's right. Well, I was good at it.
Some might even say the best. Stephen Becker, KERA News.